MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, December 8, 2023. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore with today's headlines. A 15-year-old Essex Tech student suffers a severe neck injury. A 15-year-old Lynn girl is missing. And a local mayor looks at challenges and successes in 2023.
I'm Bill Newell, and later on in North Shore Sports, we have some winter sports updates for you. Rick?
Well, that makes sense. Thank you, Bill. Sun and clouds, high near 40, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 7:46 p.m. A 15-year-old Essex Tech student suffered a severe neck injury Wednesday evening at the school. The Salem News is reporting that the injury happened at wrestling practice. The student was flown to the state police barracks in Danvers and then flown to Boston. The school released a statement from Superintendent Heidi Riccio stating, "Please keep the student and family in your thoughts." A 15-year-old Lynn Classical student has been reported missing. Daily Item reporter James Jennings has a story today that Isabella Carter has been missing since November 27. The girl's mother tells the Item that her daughter has been battling mental health issues since July. A car in Revere smashed into several parked cars, resulting in three people being taken to the hospital. WFXT-TV is reporting that the overnight crash happened on Abruzzi Street and that there was also some damage done to a house on that street. Lynn Mayor Jared Nicholson was a guest this week on the Lynn TV show The American Dream, hosted by attorney James Carrigan. The mayor was asked about one of Lynn's biggest needs.
And so there's a lot that affect our residents that's beyond our direct control.
Right.
And as excited as I am for the progress that we've made in addressing affordable housing, rents are still unaffordable for people. And rents are still going up and not keeping going up faster than people's incomes. And so we're going to continue to, even as we make progress against these challenges, they're not going away. So we have to continue to think of ways to address them.
As for accomplishments in his administration, Mayor Nicholson pointed out the efforts the city has made to address improvements in city parks.
One of the investments, big investments we made through the American Rescue Plan Act funds was our parks, the city's park system, as a way to invest in our residents' well-being, you know, creating the physical and mental health recreational opportunities. And we are redoing six parks. You know, there's many in the city. Six of them are getting a significant investment. Even with that, there's you could spend three, four, five times the amount that we're spending. And so we will continue to try to address that backlog.
Lynn Mayor Jared Nicholson on The American Dream, that can be viewed at lynntv.org. North Shore cities and towns continue to feature holiday events this weekend. This is Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon with what to look forward to in his city.
This Saturday, the Holiday House Tour is going on. This is a huge fundraiser for the Anna Jakes Hospital Aid Association that starts down at the Senior Center. So if you want to get involved with that, it's Saturday down at the Senior Center. It starts there, and then you can go off and do your self-guided house tour in and around the Newburyport area. But that's always a really great event. What else is going on? Saturday and Sunday this weekend, the Newburyport Choral Society is doing their winter concert. They have a concert Saturday night at 7:30, and then they have one Sunday during the day at 2:30. And I am going to be showing up at that one, and I'm going to be introducing their new director, who I got to meet a few weeks ago. But I'm really excited to do that. Again, what a great atmosphere down at the Belleville Church for the holiday season. I think they do a little partnership with the Newburyport Children's Choir as well. But it should be a really very festive and fun event at the Belleville Church on Saturday night and Sunday afternoon.
That's Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon speaking on his podcast, The Mayor's Corner. And on Monday in Danvers, the Danvers Human Rights and Inclusion Committee and members of the Jewish community will be conducting a menorah lighting and gelt drop at Danvers Square at 5:30 p.m. Be sure to check back to the website for updates during the day and over the weekend. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSO News Sports. News updates throughout the day. Great local sports coverage. Giving voice to North Shore newsmakers.
This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Patriots beat the Steelers last night 21-18 for the team's third win of the year, led by quarterback Bailey Zappe.
Great to win, and it's a great feeling.
As for the mindset last night,
going through my reads, first reads open, take it. We have great playmakers. You know, one-on-one with our guys, you know, we take our guys any day. For anybody to come down and try to tackle, you know, Zeke and these guys one-on-one, you know, we like that matchup. So to be able to give the ball to Zeke in the flat, like on his touchdown, is a matchup that we like.
Patriots quarterback Bailey Zappe. The Bruins lost to the Sabres last night 3-1. The Celtics will host the Knicks tonight at 7:30. The Army-Navy game will be played tomorrow at Gillette Stadium. And in men's college basketball last night, Endicott beat Salem State 82-66. The St. John's Prep hockey team has some scrimmages scheduled this weekend. Prep coach Christian Hansen struggles with this time of year. This is the time of year where coaches need to make cuts during the tryout sessions.
Honestly, don't enjoy the first week because of that. I don't think anybody wants to tell a high school kid that they're being cut from a program because, you know what, they've put so much work in over the years, and it's really devastating for them. And I can tell you from a personal perspective, I take it hard myself, and it's definitely a challenge and not something that I look forward to.
St. John's Prep hockey coach Christian Hansen. In the Cape Ann League, Triton opens up tomorrow afternoon against Linfield in Newburyport. Vikings coach Ryan Sheehan says that his team has some offensive skills.
I see us, you know, being pretty good offensively this year. You know, we have two defensemen that are fairly offensive minded. Seven forwards that I think can put up some points, not major points, but all contribute.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, with young defensemen, I said it about puck possession is going to be paramount. You know, we have to play 200 feet away from our net. You know, when it does come our way, we play from the inside out and hopefully, you know, limit the chances and the high-quality chances. Our strength should be our offense, our forwards. We have, like I said, we have two returning lines that played deep into the Division III state tournament last year. So hopefully that experience will benefit us.
Triton hockey coach Ryan Sheehan. The Paul Duchesne Girls Basketball Jamboree will be held tomorrow afternoon at Lynn Classical High School. This is classical coach Tom Sawyer on his team. A year ago, his team had a 20-0 regular season record.
You know, we graduated four seniors, so we got lots of opportunity for returning players, and it's fun to watch, several different kids step into new roles and do the best they can in those roles. And
we had a post-up earlier this week with Coach Tom Sawyer with all the game's times and schedules for tomorrow's Lynn Classical Paul Duchesne Girls Basketball Jamboree. This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore, the area's only daily news and sports podcast. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Have a great Friday, and be sure to keep listening for North Shore Today Extra. A unique holiday gift.
If you're tired of giving gifts that nobody wants or uses, think about giving something they actually need and use, like a soap bar. This is a brand new soap bar by the company Exo Bath. It's not just like any soap bar, it has a unique twist. It has a space carved into the top of it that then you can take an old soap sliver and put it right inside to reuse it. If you know somebody that uses soap bars, think about giving them this bar as a gift. It's available for purchase on xobath.com. And right now you can even get your first purchase 20% off with the code HELLOXO.
Click on the banner at the top of our website.
With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and really pleased now to be joined by Christian Hansen, the St. John's Prep hockey coach. And coach, haven't talked with you about hockey since probably March, but I did see you at the Moynihan luncheon, the student-athlete luncheon in June, where they announced the student-athlete of the year. And, of course, St. John's Prep just picking up the hardware, as you guys do every year.
Yeah, I mean, we were really fortunate last year to have a great kid in Jimmy Ayers. Jimmy was our recipient of that award. Obviously a great hockey player and lacrosse player. Was at Johns Hopkins this year, and just great family and great kids, so we were happy to be there supporting him.
Coach, the idea of following student athletes, I know they come back to visit at certain times of the year. Are you able to follow some of these kids' careers at all? Because obviously it coincides with your busiest time of year.
Yeah, obviously Obviously, it's difficult that exact thing, poses a challenge generally. But like for example, this Friday night, Jack Gilligan, who plays for Bowdoin, will be playing not a home game, but it feels like a home game for us here on the North Shore. He's going to be playing against Tufts. So Jack will be coming down and be local. I'd like to get over and watch him play. So it does get difficult to get out to games during our season because, obviously most of the time we're practicing or playing games ourselves and mm-hmm. it kind of happening at the same time.
What's it feel like, Christian, when you see a kid that you've had as an alumnus and he's playing somewhere else and you get to see him excel because you're so focused – and I know all coaches are so focused on the here and the now in getting these kids through the school year, because they're just young kids. But then you see them as a little bit older young men. What's that feel like? It's got to be a source of pride, but also just kind of like a rooting for the kid?
Yeah. I mean, you're always rooting for the kid to do well. And the reason being, really, is you get them in at 14 years old. You watch them develop and grow, and you're trying to stress what it takes to get to the next level, the discipline, the academic discipline, the work it takes on the ice, off the ice. It's a long, challenging, difficult process, and it's rewarding to see kids kind of reach their goals because I think it's a great example for the other kids that are now coming in and maybe hearing what the coaching staff has to say or teachers, and you're like, you can give really kind of concrete examples of, mm-hmm. of kids that have done it, and this is how they did it. So it kind of gives some validity to the process.
Yeah, and they get the message that way. What is the preseason logistics for you? What do you have to do? What did you have to do to get ready to meet the kids for the first time as a team?
Yeah, so I mean, hockey really never ends, and I know we're in season, out of season, but you're always trying to help the kids, whether it's talking to college coaches or giving them advice on where they should be playing and maybe different skill camps and things. So you're always in communication with the kids. You're not practicing, you don't have anything organized like you would in season, but that contact is still there, and as you get closer to the season, you're just trying to get the schedule together and, looking at tryouts and trying to, balance how many guys you're going to have on the ice for tryouts. And there's a lot of logistics that go into it because, we'll have 100 kids come try out for hockey. You can't put 100 kids on the sheet of ice because obviously there'd be no room to evaluate, right?
Right?
So now you're trying to break them up by alpha split and moving, kids around to different hours, and it's a very challenging process. And St. John's is a competitive school in all athletic programs, but hockey's a cut sport, so you're making decisions that really impact kids' lives, and that I honestly don't enjoy the first week because of that. I don't think anybody wants to tell a high school kid that they're being cut from a program because they've put so much work in over the years, and it's really devastating for them. And I can tell you from a personal perspective, I take it hard myself, and it's definitely a challenge and not something that I look forward to.
No, I know every coach goes through that, and that's not publicized enough on the difficulties of that because, as you said, it's disappointing, obviously, for the student athlete, but it's disappointing for everybody around them. But you got to understand that. And I always, as a teacher, would talk to my students when they come into a class complaining about a coach, and my point was always, well, you know what? You may know you're good enough. Your parents may know you're good enough, but you got to show that to the coach. And they sort of, they understand that at some level, but I know what you're saying. That's a very difficult time. Coach, tell me a little bit of... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead, Rick.
Well, I just want to ask you about some who are your maybe key returning starters coming back for you guys.
Right. So, we talked about losing Jimmy Ayers, but, we have younger kids that move up in the program and kind of fill those holes. So, this year, Cooper Hosmer was a freshman with us last year. As a sophomore, he'll play a a much bigger role. Ethan Goodrich was a freshman with us. You know, he'll be a sophomore playing a bigger role. But you also have kids that have really been around for a while. You know, you still have Jake Vanna, who joined us as a freshman, who's obviously had great success in lacrosse and soccer and hockey. Christian Rosa, Johnny Ty, Jack Daugherty out of Marblehead. He's one of our captains. So, you know, we have a nice core back still, and, you know, through really having great kids in the program, we have a really positive culture, and team chemistry has been great, and that's kind of been the case this year so far. So, you know, we have guys that, you know, certainly are skilled enough, and I guess the biggest question is going to be how do they handle the pressure of playing against some of these big-time programs.
Have you learned anything from scrimmages yet that you might not have known?
You know, scrimmages are always a good evaluator for us because it puts kids in game conditions. And I think it also allows them to get some of the nerves out, some of those first-time varsity nerves, because we have several guys that are playing for the first time. So, I like some things that I've seen. I think our team speed is good, and, you know, our skills are good. We're just going to have a pretty steep learning curve when it comes to systems in terms of, like, defensive zone coverage and forecheck and neutral zone and some of our design set face-off plays, special teams. So there's a ton that goes into it, and you really only have a few weeks to get prepared for that first game. So it's you make the most of, you know, every minute you have with the guys.
Well, I was going to take the Boston Globe model of asking coaches about strengths and concerns, but you just addressed that, so I appreciate that. Let's talk about strength of schedule, Coach, because you're going to be getting into the fray here very quickly.
Yeah, you know, we generally open up with Hingham every year. You know, Hingham is an elite public school in the state. They compete for a state title every year. Coach Messina does a great job with that group, and, you know, Hingham's such a great hockey community. You know, they're getting 80 to 90 kids coming out and trying out for their hockey program. So, you know, that's why they're so successful. They have a ton of depth. So they're a really tough test every year, that first game. And this year it's at home. Last year we went down to Hingham. We tied 2-2 on a late goal by Will Van Sicklin, who graduated. So we'll be at home, and we're going to have a lot of new faces on our team, and it's going to be really their first test.
And the Catholic Conference, I'm sure, will be strong again overall.
Yeah, I mean, I think most people are probably picking Xaverian and Catholic Memorial to be the top two teams this year. Xaverian played in the final last year and lost, but they have a pretty big group back from last year's team, so I think they're going to be kind of a coach's favorite in the beginning. But you know what? We're going to go out and work and see how these kids develop throughout the course of the year and be competing against them.
Can't wait to get started, Christian. I appreciate it. We're going to talk again. Anything else I should ask you about or didn't ask you about that you want to mention?
I mean, not really, Rick. This Saturday we're going to have two scrimmages, and that's kind of our last tune-up. And then next week it'll be practice and then go time. So we're just looking forward to a real game.
Coach, I'm looking forward to talking to you during the season. I appreciate it. Thank you so much, and best of luck this year.
All right, I appreciate it. Talk soon.
Thanks, Coach. Take care.
All right.